Hey, what's up, Anchor? Brian here, aka Mr. Yasharal Brian. I was not going to do this because I don't feel like he's that important for me to do it. And I'm gonna do a couple more people as well. So I'm gonna title this The Exposure of False Teachers in the Black Community. And when I say black teachers, those who have the influence to move a lot of people but don't have the intel or in all rationality, they are in a mode of deception. The first person we're going to get on so that I don't forget him is Dr. Umar Johnson. Mr. Johnson, you teach Pan-Africanist. You teach that that your people come from Africa. You teach that the Bible is wrong. You teach that kids, parents should keep their kids from going to public high schools and stuff. But yet you went to a public high school as well as went further on into a public university or an institution. You are exposed. The Bible continuously talk about people like you. Pan-Africanist, first off, the country was never called Africa, so you cannot say Pan-Africanist or Pan-Africa or Pan-whatever. Second off, if you are Pan-African, what part of Africa did you come from? Because Africa is a continent, right? It's not a country, it's a continent. So there's little countries in it. So what part did you come from? That is the question. Did you come from South Africa? Did you come from East or West or North? Where did you come from? To talk about how the children are being misled in school systems, but yet you have degrees. I don't care if you went to an all-black college. This all-black college got their information from an all-white institution. So therefore, everything that you speak on, it's time for you to stop it and go get into the scriptures. Because to speak on what you're speaking on is basically you putting your own foot in your own mouth. I have nothing against you, but I have everything against what you teach. You come out with some great information and then you jump on this Pan-African-ish, or you try to debunk the scriptures. And to me, as a black man, you're a black man. That's something we do not do. We do not debunk our history. We do not debunk our culture. That is something we do not do. So off of you, who's next? Let's get on Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I'm pretty as hell. Don't get me twisted. Muhammad Ali reminded me, before he turned his name to Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, reminded me of somebody else. Muhammad Ali, when he came out, was a David versus Goliath, because he came out in an era where white people were dominant. So everything he said, everybody would laugh at him like he wasn't ish. Cassius Clay, the descendant of David, out of the scriptures. Did it not tell you in the scriptures that David was, what did Muhammad Ali say? I'm pretty. He was beautiful. He was fair, not feminine, not gay, but he was fair. That meant beautiful. That means, what did Cassius Clay say? I'm pretty. I say that all the time myself. Don't get me twisted. I'm a beautiful man. So was that bad for him to say what he said? No, not by any means. What am I speaking on then? For you to take yourself out of who you truly are and go join the Islamic cult, the black Islamics, that still you worshiping Allah, A-L-L-A-H, Allah. That is a false and a wicked deity. You had influence over the black community and you failed them. You failed them. Don't get me twisted. I'm sorry. RIP to Muhammad Ali. RIP to this next person I'm going to speak on. Don't get me twisted. I love watching Muhammad Ali. I love watching him because Muhammad Ali gave me, he still to this day, if I watch his video, he give me hope. Like, man, to be in this world, everybody, they put it like you have to be some big ogre looking person to be a man. Muhammad Ali showed that. I'm going to stop saying Muhammad Ali because his name was Cassius Clay. Cassius Clay showed that in this world, you don't have to be scruggly and ratchet to be a man. A man, that don't make you a man. A man is someone who gets out there and get it for his people. These scriptures, I get it for my people. I was gonna do Malcolm X, but I will not do Malcolm X, even though Malcolm X did the same thing Muhammad Ali did. He joined the Islamic cult, and they both did the same thing. But Malcolm X had a bigger influence than Muhammad Ali or Cassius Clay. But Malcolm X was a political teacher. He taught politics. He taught about the black people. So when it come to him, I'm gonna get on him another time. Obama, Barack Obama, president, ex-former president of the United States. I know some people finna talk trash about this one. Okay, so first thing first. Barack Obama was not the first black president. Not by any means. Matter of fact, the first black president was named George. Was not George Washington, the white man that they give you. Half the presidents in the United States that were back in those days were not full-blooded white men. They were mixed race. They didn't start getting white until we started getting into these later ages. But Barack Obama was not the first black president, but that's not what I'm on. Barack Obama failed the black people, and he took it like, put it like this. Obama knew what he was doing. He went into the White House and he had an agenda. His agenda was to deceive y'all, to make y'all vote for him. And once you voted for him, basically, he was going to get in the White House and he was going to do whatever he wanted to do. Because he knew that as long as I got these black ignorant niggas votes and their support, there's nothing I can't do. For a fact, he proved us correct. The black rate, the black work system, everything about the black community went down when Obama got into the presidency. When he got into the office, black people were so busy worrying about we got a black president that they forgot to worry about what is he doing for us. Obama, you are exposed. You are a false and a wicked leader. You should have never been in the White House. They should have voted for the other dude. You are out. I'm going to get on this man right here. He's here today. What's his name? Mr. Wilder. He's a boxer. He wanted to come at somebody else talking about, you know what they did for 400 years. For 400 years, what did he say? To this day, brother, go learn some more information before you jump your black ass out there trying to do what you're doing, because your ass gonna be gone somewhere. That's not a threat. I don't make threats. With that being said, that's all I'm gonna do. I have to get that out there. It's some more people. It's a lot more people. It's a lot more people. But these are major people in our community that everybody just looks up to. Y'all need to stop looking up to them. Stop looking up to them, because now you're idolatry. You making them your images. Somebody on a cartoon said, I idolize them. You idolize these people. They're your gods. And you are wicked for following them. That being spoken, y'all have a good day. Stop following these false teachers. Even myself, if you idolize me for anything, if you look at me and say, oh, I want to be, don't do that. Please don't do that. Be who the Most High intended for you to be. You have a purpose in life, and you need to try to figure it out. You have a good day.